Welcome back to Giovanni's, our final Beaver Fever Friday. Still time to come out and enjoy the lunch buffet here at Gio's. We shift our attention to Beaver hockey. Michael Bitzer, our guest, and Bitzer's chauffeur showed up as well, Jerry Fitzgerald. Guys, fantastic careers to both of you. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Bitz, we'll start with you, since you did end the season healthy. From the time the Beaver season ended until now, you've had a little bit of a whirlwind ride. How many states have you been in?
We ended on a Saturday. I figured I wasn't going anywhere. Tuesday about 6, I got a call, and I found out I was heading to Idaho. So I drove to Fargo that night, so North Dakota. Flew to Boise that day, played a game, and then we flew to South Carolina. Leo was actually there. Then from there, we went to Atlanta, Georgia. And we also stopped in Allen, Texas, all before I came back home.
Now, you got hurt once you got there. What is professional hockey like at that level?
It's different. You don't have school every day. You got a lot of free time. And then just very professional. It's a business mentality there, and you know, it's that's your job every day, and it's what you're expected to do. So, but it's good. It's fun, and, you know, I really enjoyed it.
Jerry, what have you been up to since the season ended?
I was in Iowa for a bit there. I thought I was only going to play a couple games there. And I ended up playing 16, and, yeah, I was there for just over a month. So, yeah, it was a good time.
For both of you, obviously you want to keep playing. What's in store for next year?
I believe I'm going back to Iowa. I've just been on the phone lately and kind of making some deals and talking with my agent. And I think that's the play right now. So, yeah.
Bit?
For me, it's just a waiting game right now. Waiting, see what happens these next few months, and hopefully something good comes up.
All right. Further proof that mama don't let your son grow up to be a goalie. There's only two of those on a roster. You got at least 12, 13, 14 forwards.
Yeah, it's easy for them.
who would want to be a goalie?
I'm a D-man. Summertime.
True. He's a D-man in the summertime.
Bits, you set almost every record for goalies here at BSU, and there have been some fantastic goalies that have come through here over the years. Looking back, what stats are you impressed at that you were able to get to?
I think games played, really. I think that's one that, I haven't really thought about much until it's all over with, and you realize, like, I had the opportunity to play right away and played quite a bit, and especially these last 4 years, and it's pretty fortunate to play as much as I did.
Jerry, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, last 4 years, it went by quick, but, I mean, I enjoyed it, and it was a great experience, and I loved it here, and I'm going to come back for sure.
When you and your brothers came in, there was a lot of hype of, holy smokes, we got triplets coming to town. Bits kind of flew under the radar of you guys. That first game at North Dakota, when Coach said Bits is in the pipes, Jerry, what was the reaction of the rest of the team? Knowing this is Engelstad Arena, this is the University of North Dakota.
I wasn't doing much. Thinking at that time, I was just trying to. At that time, I was nervous. I was just like, okay, I'm playing North Dakota. How many fans there? And
only 12,000.
Only 12,000. Yeah. So, Bitzer was my roommate at the time. So, we were just kind of trying to have fun with it. And most of the time, he was napping. But yeah, I don't know. It was a great time. And Bitzer obviously had a great freshman year, and he proved himself to be, you know, the top goalie in Beaver Nation. So, I mean, yeah, it was just fun, and we enjoyed every second of it. So, I mean, I missed freshman year at Tamarack, and me and Bitzer, you know, we just had a lot of good times. So,
Bits, what was your reaction when Tom said Bits in the pipes?
I thought maybe if I played one, it'd be Saturday at home, but he told me Friday, and I was a little nervous. Then we went skate out for warm-ups, and Moorhead's like an hour down the road, and I think I knew half the student section, and they weren't too friendly, so I don't know. It was good. It was exciting, and you know, it's almost better just jump into the fire right away, and yeah, you got to learn to swim quick, I guess.
Bits, you obviously knew a lot about college hockey in the area, certainly UND, but had to know the culture of Bemidji State at least a little bit. Jerry, you and your brothers, what did you know about college hockey when you guys signed on the dotted line to come?
To be honest, not a lot. We just knew that a team called Bemidji wanted us in junior hockey, and we had to get through the clearinghouse, do some work, and we checked it out, and we got recruited by Bert Gillian and Teddy Belisle, and we came down, checked it out, and we loved it here in the summertime. We got put with a couple alumni when we were here to show us around, and yeah, we loved it. We did some work when it came to school, and yeah, just ever since that, we didn't know much about college hockey, but yeah, when we got here, we loved it. So,
how long did it take for you guys to learn the history of Bemidji State hockey and RH and everything that's happened over the last 60 years?
Didn't take a whole lot, actually. I mean, they actually talk about it quite a bit here, which is good. I mean, it's nice to know what the culture is all about and who the alumni are and how it all started and stuff like that. So, yeah, they kind of fed us with that information right away. So, yeah, it didn't take too long.
One walk with Tom around the rink, and yeah, you know pretty quick the whole history of what's happened here. So,
yeah,
the rink's unreal, and it really shows how we've gotten to where we are. So,
what's it like being in town? Small town, everybody can look at you and go, oh, those are both men's hockey players. What's it like to be a rock star in town?
I wouldn't call myself a rock star, but...
yeah, notice I didn't say movie star.
No.
Because he was one of those.
No, half a star on Rotten Tomatoes, but... yeah, I mean, I love the small town vibes. I'm from Port Alberni, which is a small town as well, so... you get to know everyone, and everyone's great group of people in Bemidji. I love it here. It's a great organization, and seeing the same people is kind of nice. You know, you get to know everyone, and you know, like me and Bitzer, we just went out for breakfast at the cabin, and we know the couple of people there, and it's just nice to see everyone, and it's just yeah, it's just a good time here. So,
once the hockey days are done, what do you guys want to be doing?
I'm probably going to go back to school, get my education so I can teach Phi Ed and health.
Want to coach?
Yeah, coach hockey and baseball, ideally.
Jerry?
I'm not totally sure, to be honest. I'm going to ride hockey out as long as I can and go from there.
Staying in the States or going home?
I mean, I like it here, but I also love it in Canada, so I'm going to try and stick to Canada when I get older. So,
guys, again, congratulations on a fantastic career to both of you. Now, who's going to pick up the dog from the groomer?
That'll be me. He should be done around 2:30. So I'll be waiting for the phone call to go pick him up.
You guys walking next week?
Yep.
Graduation?
Yep.
Fantastic. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Mike Bitzer and Jerry Fitzgerald, our guests, on our final Beaver Fever Friday. We're at Giovanni's on the Beaver Radio Network.